So today is day 25 of Divine Light Ignite. Today I want to show you how to do soul reintegration. Now, I consider soul reintegration to be such an important thing that I've kind of made it a core service that I deliver. It's not something that you are likely to master in one step, but I want to show you the principle of it. And if you find that you are able to do some soul reintegration on yourself, able to expand this ability within yourself, well, then I think I have given you really a great gift. And perhaps this also becomes something that you eventually find you can help others with. And I find that through you, I give a great gift to life. But not everybody is going to be a natural at this, but I at least want you to get the principle, which is quite simple, actually. And to do so, we're going to, again, same thing, you're going to take yourself into the garden and into the light, and you're going to stand there in that place in the light where you've stepped out of your present human experience, out of this personality and this body, and you find yourself in the light, and your other lives are there. When you're there, you're going to press play again, and I'll pick you up from there. So press pause now. And so here you are in your light, light of the divine, being the light, aware of your other incarnations. Now there is an incarnation which is very, very hurt. It's kind of the opposite incarnation to the one you're currently living, because the one you're currently living is your awakening, healing, ascending, reintegrating lifetime. Almost certainly, it's highly unlikely that you're doing this series of meditations if it isn't. Now, there is an opposite lifetime. It's a lifetime in which something very shocking, very painful, very traumatic happened, because that's the lifetime that caused you to lower your vibratory frequency. It caused you to move from a place of being divine connected, wise, knowing and trusting your relationship with God and with life, to being shattered, to losing your divine connection, no longer believing in it, no longer trusting it, not trusting life, not trusting yourself. And so here you are now in the light, and as I'm talking about this other life, you can begin to bring your awareness to it. Bring your focus to this other incarnation. Feel what this other incarnation feels like. Find compassion for that situation. The trauma, the psycho-spiritual pain and shock of losing that which you thought you never could lose, your connection to the divine, believing it to be all a mistake or a lie, and finding yourself broken and shattered. Now, as you bring yourself to this lifetime, I'd like you to see what works for you. What information can you receive about this lifetime, and in what way does that happen? Do you begin to see the life? Do you begin to see the person? Do you see a body with clothing? A time period? Do you get a sense of this person's place in life, who they were, what they did? Do you get a sense of the story that they lived, how they got so shattered, how they got so broken? Were they victimized terribly by somebody else, or were they a horrible perpetrator, or is there some other story playing out? So I'd like you to receive whatever you do, whatever you can receive. This is the story. And keep coming back, keep asking the questions, because this is not just any story. This is a crucial part of your soul's journey. This is how you lowered your consciousness. How it happened. So you can bring yourself back here and keep coming to look at the story. And then there's another way that we can work, which is for you to find your way out of the light. Let this hurt self go for just a moment. Begin to find your way out of the light. You can also collect your present person. In my case, I would collect on his form, his style of being, his personality. I'd collect all of that and leave the light and go and find myself back in the garden. Find a place in the garden which is welcoming, which feels like a good meeting place, a place where you can sit quietly. And then you invite that other wounded personality, that other expression to come and join you in the garden. Have them come and sit opposite you. And then have a conversation. Ask them, what happened to you? How did you get so hurt? And if you find them stuck in pain, shame, grief, rage, if you find them stuck, you find your connection inside the center of your being, your divine innermost heart. We've worked with this. We've worked with the light. You've unified your chakras. You've got your light. Open and shine your light on them. Shine the light of the divine on them, that they might understand what we're doing here. And what we're doing is unconditional love and healing. We're letting them know that this is the end part of the journey for them. It's just the last little piece of the journey, which is the final healing. As this light shines on them, it's like angels singing. It's the most profound bliss. And so they can begin to release their pain. It begins to wash out of their being. They begin to feel again the first stirring of joy, of hope. Feeling again, believing again, connecting again. Beautiful experience for them, if they're willing to accept it. And what you want is to just understand. Tell me your story. Show me in whatever way you can, whatever way I can receive. Tell me and show me and let me know what happened to you, that I might heal your wounds. And as you receive their story, be in compassion, be in love, be in understanding. That's how you lowered your consciousness. That pain has echoed forward through all of the intervening lifetimes. You've been carrying that pain for lifetimes. You're starting to understand, in a way, an origin of your story, how you came to be a mortal human being on planet Earth, believing that you were just that. And now it's time for you to bring the circle to closure. You heal their pain, you shine the light on them. You understand. When you've really understood, then it's time to allow them to begin to move up this beam of light that you are shining from your heart. They become lighter and brighter and freer, magically transformed by the light. They begin to move like they're drifting up the beam of light. Pure bliss for them, drifting up the beam of light. And they bring back their wisdom, their learning, their compassion, their insight, their understanding. They bring back also their innocence, their connection to the divine that they had before that shattering. They bring all of that home, and their wounds are healed. They're made whole. Beautiful. Divinely connected once again as they pass in through the portal of your heart, energetically returning their energy to your energy. And you can just take a moment to feel what that feels like. If you are able to reintegrate this other at this time, then you will feel it. Like something that was empty is being filled again. Some unanswerable question is being answered. And depending on the circumstances, this can be anything from a truly life-changingly profound experience to just a very gently beautiful experience. It might take a few iterations for you. You might need to come back a few times to see and understand, to really get the complexity of what occurred here. You might need, if this other incarnation is not able, is not ready to let go and come home, you might need to bring everybody else that they had an interaction with, the whole group, into the space and talk to them. You might need to do some deep work. If you get stuck, if you don't know how, if this isn't working for you, if you aren't really feeling it, perhaps contact me. See if I can help you. But this is the work. You bring them all home. Every one of your incarnations, you bring them all home into the light. And in a way, it's like we packed all of our chakras into one chakra. Well, you're packing all of your lost and fragmented energy bodies into one energy body. You really are making yourself one with yourself. And we will continue a different kind of making ourselves one with ourselves tomorrow. until then, I leave you with your soul reintegration.